Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Many historians consider Gettysburg a turning point in the Civil War and the greatest battle ever fought in the Americas. And through it all, Western Pennsylvania played a critical role in the Union victory. In the summer of 1863, Confederate General Robert E. Lee sought to move fighting out of the South and claim a decisive military victory. News of a Confederate invasion spread throughout Pennsylvania, and many cities, including Pittsburgh, braced for an attack by mustering militias and building fortifications. In late June, the Army of Northern Virginia brushed aside Pennsylvania companies at Chambersburg, Shippensburg, Carlisle, and Mechanicsburg before concentrating on Gettysburg. 3 days before the battle, President Abraham Lincoln replaced Union General Joe Hooker and appointed a Pennsylvanian, General George Gordon Meade, to take command of the Union Army of the Potomac and destroy Lee's army. The Battle of Gettysburg began on July 1, 1863, and when the smoke cleared 2 days later, more than 51,000 Union and Confederate soldiers were casualties. Meade's army forced Lee to retreat to Virginia. More Pennsylvanians fought for the Union Army at Gettysburg than any other state, and Pennsylvania furnaces and factories provided much of the war-winning materiel. Crippled by the extensive losses of personnel, supplies, and morale, Confederate armies finally surrendered in 1865, and the Civil War came to an end. Learn more about Pittsburgh's role as the arsenal of the Union at the Heinz History Center.